From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Repair crews from as far as Oklahoma are making their way to New England, where a major storm is expected to dump up to 2 feet of snow. As Rhode Island Public Radio's Catherine Welch reports, residents are being urged to prepare for long power outages.
Power companies across New England are preparing for a wet and heavy snow that could cause trees to tumble, snapping power lines. National Grid's David Graves says the utility has called in more than 1,000 crews to help restore power, but because of expected strong winds, people are going to need to be patient.
You really can't put a bucket truck in the air when you have wind velocities of 35 to 40 miles an hour. It's too dangerous.
The worst of the storm is expected to hit Hartford, Providence, and Boston. For NPR News, I'm Catherine Welch in Providence, Rhode Island.
Forecasters expect the New York City area to get a combination of heavy snow and rain. A manhunt continues in the mountains near Los Angeles for a fired police officer who authorities say has killed three people, one of them an officer. Riverside Police Chief Sergio Diaz tells KNBC-TV the killing of the officer and wounding of his partner was an ambush.
There was no enforcement action. They were just fired upon with no provocation and no warning.
Police are trying to protect targets the suspect has reportedly mentioned in what they call a rambling manifesto that refers to his firing some 5 years ago. Thousands of Egyptians once again protested their Islamist president's rule in demonstrations across the country. NPR's Leila Fadl reports the protests are indicative of a groundswell of frustration, particularly among young people, about the slow pace of change since Egypt's revolt.
It's been 2 weeks since the protest against the president began. The demonstrators are angry over the faltering economy, the lack of security reform, and perceived autocratic tendencies of the president, who hails from the Muslim Brotherhood. More than 60 people have been killed in the past 2 weeks, and at least one of them appears to have been beaten to death by the police. And there is still no political solution on the horizon as demonstrators call for the ouster of the president. Many of those protesters say they've lost all faith in the political elite, both the government and the umbrella opposition group, the National Salvation Front. Meanwhile, protection was beefed up outside major opposition figures' homes following a religious ruling by a radical cleric that said it was permitted to assassinate the figures. Leila Fadl, NPR News, Cairo.
The cause of the Super Bowl electricity blackout was a device installed to prevent failure of electric cables leading to the New Orleans Superdome. That's the word from the utility, Entergy New Orleans. The relay failure cut lights to about half the stadium for more than half an hour. Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, has ticked just over the 14,000 level. Up 56 points at last check, and the NASDAQ Composite Index up 29, the S&P 500 up 9. This is NPR News. The U.S. trade deficit is lower, NPR's Dave Mattingly reports, at its smallest number in almost 3 years for December.
Fewer imports and more exports narrowed the U.S. trade gap by nearly 21%. Shipments of oil and petroleum products to other countries hit an all-time high. Raymond James chief economist Scott Brown says this means economic growth in the final months of last year was stronger than first thought.
The trade deficit for December was much smaller than was assumed in the advanced GDP report. So that implies that we're going to see pretty good upward revision to the fourth quarter growth estimate.
For all of last year, the trade gap shrank 3.5% to $540 billion. Dave Mattingly, NPR News, Washington.
Cosmically speaking, it will be a very near miss. An asteroid the size of an office building will be closer than the moon when it passes by Earth next week. Here's NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce.
On February 15th, the asteroid known as 2012 DA14 will buzz by, around 17,000 miles above the surface of our planet. That's closer than weather and communications satellites. Don Yeomans is manager of the Near Earth Object Office at NASA's Jet Propulsion Lab.
The likelihood of an asteroid colliding with an Earth satellite is extremely remote, but even so, we are working with satellite providers to make them aware of the asteroid's path near Earth.
The asteroid was discovered about a year ago. It's the first time scientists have been able to predict a space object this large coming this close. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.
I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Charles Schwab, providing retirement options for a tomorrow that is wide open. Learn more at schwab.com/retirement.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 10 a.m. You're tuned into the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. We're going to turn out to a track from what I presume is still the latest disc by Toni Price. She's been living in Austin now since she went there in the late 80s for a South by Southwest conference and just couldn't leave. She's accompanied here by Derek O'Brien on guitar. Latest disc, or this disc, I should say, it's called Cherry Sunday Orchestra, and it's a very interesting disc. She's got a tune definitely appropriate for Mardi Gras, a number written by Ida Cox about New Orleans. Here's Toni Price with Blues for Rampart Street.
Walking out. lot of things. Baby, you're a dream, but you're a dream that don't come true. But don't expect me back again. And if you think that I'll miss crying, 'cause you just won't love me right. If you think I'll miss the heartache, you can think twice. Expect me back again. And if you think that I'll miss crying, 'cause you just won't love me right. If you think I'll miss the heartache, you can think twice. You can think twice. Yes, honey, you better think about it a long time. Been a fool for you just a little bit too long. Don't sit there and let your itty bitty mind fool you. I can live a long time without life for you, honey. So you can think twice.
From 1987, that was Irma Thomas, the soul queen of New Orleans, You Can Think Twice. Irma was preceded by Toni Price. We heard Toni from her disc Cherry Sunday Orchestra. And again, she did a cover of an old Ida Cox tune, Blues for Rampart Street. Definitely a New Orleans theme fit for Mardi Gras. Ida Cox was a really interesting lady. She was a great blues singer from the 1920s. Her career lasted a lot longer than some of the other ladies that came out of the vaudeville tradition and made some of those classic blues recordings of the 20s. And she, a lot of her tunes were, the themes dealt specifically with women's issues. And she affected a very sort of liberated persona. We're going to listen to another one of her tunes. This one definitely liberated in spirit when you consider it's from the 1920s. Done here, though, by the New Iberia-based band Blue Merlot. Here's Blue Merlot with their rendition of the Ida Cox tune, Wild Women Don't Have the Blues.
I hear these women rage about their monkey men, about their fighting husbands, and they're no good friends. These poor women sit around all day and moan, wondering why their wandering papas don't come home. Wild women don't worry, wild women don't have the blues. If you got a man, don't keep him on the square, 'cause if you do, he'll have a woman everywhere home. To treat no one man right, I keep them working hard for me day and night. Wild women don't worry, wild women don't have the blues. Thank you.
'cause it's true. Love you, yes I do. My heart into love you, yes I do. My heart into love no one but you.
Oh, won't you tell me who said I've been untrue? Won't you tell me who?
You, there's no one but you. Believe me because it's true. Love no one but you. My heart and it too. Love no one but you.
Won't you tell me who? You lying rascal, you. Get out of here.
Ruth Brown and Charles Brown, both of them unfortunately now gone from this this world. This track was recorded back in 1990. No relation between the two. Ruth Brown originally from, I think it was Norfolk, Virginia. Ruth, real name was Ruth Weston, and Charles Brown was from Texas. Tell Me Who, a number written by Charles Brown. Before hearing Charles Brown and Ruth Brown, we heard the band Blue Merlot from New Iberia, and they did a rendition of the old Ida Cox classic from the 1920s, Wild Women Don't Have the Blues. And you're listening to The Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon.
Support for KRVS comes from Trails, helping build and maintain more bikeable, multi-use pathways and walkable communities throughout Louisiana. Trails focuses on designing bike and pedestrian trails by way of grants, fundraising events, and supporting and promoting bicycling and walking events. Details online at latrail.org.
Back now to 1997 and music from Texas blues guitarist Long John Hunter.
Gravedigger to make you a place. I'm coming along myself and throw dirt in your face. I'll be right down at your burial, riding in my VA4. You think you're so hostile and worthy, girl, you just don't know. When you buy your insurance, get you some accident too. You keep messing with me, something's gonna happen to you. I'll be right down at your burial, riding in my V84. You think you're so hostile and worthy, girl, you just don't know. gas in the morning, my oil checked at night. I don't have to worry, I know everything's all right. I'll be right down at your barrier, riding my V8 Ford. You think you're so hostile and worthy, girl, you just don't know.
Charlie Musselwhite on blues harp and vocals from his disc In My Time. That one came out in 1994. He's had a whole lot of music out since that time, but just about everything he's got out is very, very good blues. Great, great harpist, Charlie Musselwhite. Before hearing Charlie Musselwhite, we heard Texan Long John Hunter from his disc Swinging from the Rafters. He did a cover of a number called V8 Ford. That tune was first recorded by Willie Love in Jackson, Mississippi back in 1951. Willie Love was a pianist. Unfortunately, he was also an alcoholic, and he didn't last much longer than the early 50s. And the guitarist on that original recording was a young Milton Campbell, who came to be known as Little Milton. Shortly after his work, two or three years after his work with Willie Love, he'd end up in the Sun Studios in Memphis and recording, and then later recorded for Checker Records, the subsidiary of Chess, and has recorded for a whole lot of people. He had a career that lasted over 50 years. From 1962, here is Little Milton on guitar and vocals with a number called I Wonder Why.
I wonder why you wanna hurt me. I wonder why you wanna make me blue. When you know that I love you, and you know my love is true. One day baby, you just wait and see. But when you were with me, pretty baby, I did all I could for you. But you just couldn't seem to realize just how much that meant to you. Yes, you cheated and you lied and you played a game with me. You're gonna reap just what you sow. Now, baby, you just wait and see.
I'm getting sick and tired of the way you do. Good kind papa gotta poison you. Sprinkle goober dust all around your bed. Wake up one of these mornings, find your own self dead. She said you shouldn't say then. I said, what should I say this time, baby? She says, I don't know. My, oh my, oh my. I don't know what my baby put down. The woman I love, she got dimples in her jaws. The clothes she's wearing is made out of the best of cloth. She can dig and wash them, she can hang them upside the wall. She can throw them out the window and run out and catch them a little bit before they fall. Sometimes I think you has your happy zone. She said you shouldn't say that. I said, what should I say to make you mad this time, baby? She says, I don't know. My, oh my, oh my. My baby putting down. ¶¶ My papa told me, my mother sat down and cried. Say, you're too young a man, son, to have the many women you got. I looked at my mother then, I didn't even crack a smile. I said, if them women kill me, I don't mind dying. The woman I love, I won a week before last. The woman I love, I've got out of class. I thought I won you, babe, a long time ago. If you don't watch your step, I'm gonna have to let you go. You said you shouldn't say that. I said, what should I say this time, baby? She says, I don't know.
Willie Maybon from 1952 with a number that took him to number one on the R&B charts that year, a number called, of course, I Don't Know. He was originally from Memphis and really caught his stride in Chicago, a really fine artist. He had a number of successful tracks out in the early 50s. And he was preceded by Little Milton. We heard Little Milton Campbell from 1962 doing a number called I Wonder Why. Next here on KRVS, we're going to go back to New Orleans. Listen to music from Roy Brown, originally from New Orleans in the 40s. He spent time between L.A. and New Orleans, eventually moved to L.A. Wrote a number of great tunes, one of them, his most famous, I guess, being Good Rockin' Tonight. He recorded it in 47, and it was Wynonie Harris that had the really big hit with that particular number. We're going to listen, though, to Roy Brown from 1950, doing a number that got him to number six on the R&B charts. Here is Roy Brown here on KRVS with Cadillac Baby.
Oh, Cadillac baby, how that woman loves to ride. Yes, Cadillac baby, how that woman loves to ride. About that high dramatic gives her such an easy ride. She loves her rolling, how she loves to ball the jack. Yes, crazy about her rolling, how she loves to ball the jack. Yes, crazy about that easy ride, crazy about that Cadillac. We turn on the radio, cruise down the avenue. On the radio, cruise on down the avenue. Baby's crazy about daddy, daddy loves his baby too. Baby comes knocking on the door. Yes, long about midnight, baby comes knocking on the door. Well, daddy, take out that Cadillac, baby wants to ride some more. Well, last night we went riding in the rain. She was my baby, I was her man. She said, daddy, ride a long, long time. You ride so easy, so mellow and fine. If you get tired, your baby loves the best. And Cadillac baby, how that woman loves to ride. Yes, Cadillac baby, how that woman loves to ride. Crazy about that easy ride, and how she loves that Cadillac. Hey, we gonna ride all night long. Yes, we gonna ride all night long. We're gonna ride all night long. We're gonna ride, baby.
support comes from John Slaughter, photographer and author of The Photographic Treatment of Grand Coteau, Louisiana, published by the University of Louisiana at Lafayette Press. More at grandcoteaubook.com. Support comes from Restore Lafayette, located at 215 East Pinhook Road. Restore, hosting an electronics recycling day, Saturday, February 23rd, beginning at 10 a.m. Accepted items include computers, printers, TVs, cell phones, and more. Additional information at restorelafayette.org.
Now, if you've ever been down to New Orleans, then you can understand just what I mean. Now, all through the week, it's quiet as a mouse, but on Saturday night, they go from house to house. You don't have to pay the usual admission if you're a cook or a waiter or a good musician. So if you happen to be just passing by, stop in at the Saturday night fish fry.
It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn.
Now my buddy and me was on the main stem, fooling around just me and him. We decided we could use a little something to eat, so we went to a house on Rampart Street. We knocked on the door and it opened with ease, and a lush little miss said, "Come in, please." And before we could even bat an eye, we were right in the middle of a big fish fry.
It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn.
Now the folks was having the time of their life, and Sam was jiving Jimmy's wife, and over in the corner was a beat-up grand being played by a big fat piano man. Now some of the chicks wore expensive frocks, some of them had on bobby socks, but everybody was nice and high at this particular Saturday night fish fry.
It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn.
Now my buddy and me, we fell right in and we hollered, "Let the joy begin." Now we figured this was a good place to play, 'cause the party was already underway. But all of a sudden the lights went low, and everybody made straight for the front door. Man, I was so scared I didn't know where to go. I stood right there, then I fell on the floor.
It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such scuffing and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such scuffing and shuffling till the break of dawn.
Now the women was screaming and jumping and yelling. The bottles was flying and the fish was smelling. And way up above all the noise they made, somebody hollered, "Better get out of here, this is a raid." I didn't know we were breaking the law, but somebody reached over and hit me on the jaw. They had us blocked off from the front to the back, and they were putting them in the wagon like potato sacks.
It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn.
I knew I could get away if I had a chance, but I was shaking like I had the St. Vitus dance. Now I tried to crawl under a bathtub when the policeman said, "Where you going now, bub?" Now they got us out of there like a house of fire, put us all in that black mirage. Now they might have missed a pitiful few, but they got both me and my buddy too.
It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen
sat scuffing and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rocking, it was rocking. You never see sat scuffing and shuffling till the break of dawn. We headed for jail in a dazed condition. They put each one of us on suspicion. Now my chick came down and went my bail and finally got me out of that rotten jail. Now, if you ever want to get a fist in your eye, just mention a Saturday night fish fry. I don't care how many fish in the sea, but don't ever mention a fish to me. It was rocking. It was rocking. You never cease that scuffing and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rocking. It was rocking. You never cease that scuffing and shuffling till the break of dawn.
Give me one of them Daffy's sandwiches.
Get away from that, boy.
From 1949, Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five. Actually, there were more than five, but that's what they called themselves, Louis Jordan. One of the great deans of jump blues of the 1940s, pioneer of jump blues and also to some degree R&B. And in a way, rock, also influenced rock. Louis Jordan with a number called Saturday Night Fish Fry. Trouble in the Crescent City, at least in that particular song. And we heard, prior to Louis Jordan, someone from New Orleans, Roy Brown. We heard Roy Brown from 1950 doing Cadillac Baby again. That one took him to number six on the R&B charts that year. Well, as long as we're in New Orleans, let's turn to the master of calypso piano, Professor Longhair, from the album Crawfish Fiesta, Mea Culpa Moment for Fess, a number called It's My Fault, Darling, Professor Longhair.
Baby, girl, and I wasn't in no condition to fight. If I had known you had come, me, darling, you know I would have had Wheaties for my lunch. If I had known you had come, me, baby, girl, I would have had Wheaties for my lunch. Oh, the man was twice my size. I do believe he was packing a Joe Louis point. It's my fault for letting the big times come between our happiness. It's my fault for letting the big times come between our happiness. Oh, I realize now I could have stayed home with you and the children, baby. Well, I could avoid it all this mess. Baby, girl, and I wasn't in no condition to fight. thought you had company, darling. You know I would have had wings for my lunch. If I had known you had company, baby, girl, I would have had wings for my lunch. Oh, the man was twice my size, and I do believe he was back in a hellish place.
late Earl King from New Orleans, and Earl doing a number called Street Parade. He was preceded by Professor Longhair. The two had recorded together before, and we heard Fest from the disc Crawfish Fiesta. That one was recorded in January of 1980, and it was fortunate that Fest went to Alligator and had them record that album that early, as he died at the end of that month, January of 1980. We heard Fest, Professor Longhair, doing a number called It's My Fault. Next here on the Blues Box, let's stay in New Orleans. This time, though, we're going to turn to Johnny Adams. From a disc called Johnny Adams Sings Doc Pomus, here's Johnny Adams with a number called I Underestimated You.
I thought I knew all there was to know about a woman and such, but knowing you made me know that I sure didn't know too much. No, I didn't. I used to live on Sunrise Highway, but now I live on Lonely Avenue. 'Cause you see now, woman, I underestimated you. It took 10,000 years or more to make a man from a monkey. It took you just 2 short weeks to make a monkey out of me. But I didn't have a clue. I'm afraid to my sorrow. I underestimated you. Stone on time, and while I was laying down the deposit, you split with all the furniture and left me the hangers in the closet. I used to live on Sunrise Highway, but now I live on Lonely Avenue. 'Cause you see now, woman, I underestimated you. Oh, yeah. It took 1,000 years or more to make a man from a monkey. It took you just 2 short weeks to make a monkey out of me. And I'm sorry. Oh, yes, I am. And I'm sorry. You know that I am. Let me tell you why. I bought you a rhinestone, and I bought it on time. And while I was laying down the deposit, baby, you had the nerve to split with all my furniture and left me the hangers in the closet. And I'm sorry, sorry.
Johnny Adams with I Underestimated You, again from a disc called Johnny Adams Sings Doc Pomus Late. Johnny Adams from New Orleans. You're listening to The Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We broadcast at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. We also stream live audio on the web at krvs.org. And you can find a lot of information on our website, playlists of a lot of programs, locally produced programs like this one podcast that you can download, news, all sorts of information. And you can also support us by pledging securely online at that URL, krvs.org. We are member-supported public radio. We can't continue bringing you a lot of these programs without your continued support. And thanks all of you out there who do support us. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon here on KRVS. It is presently 11 a.m.
This program is sponsored by the Office of Dr. Anne Lorentz Dental Artistry, now offering anxiety-free sedation dentistry. Dr. Anne Lorentz Dental Artistry, located at 101 West Marshall Avenue near River Ranch in Lafayette. The number for more information or to schedule an appointment is 406-1110, online at drannelorentz.com.
Folks say that you found someone new to do the things I used to do for you. Just call my